This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Quite the testimony from Sean Diddy Combs' ex at his sex trafficking trial. She'll be back on the stand today after detailing what she says was years of violent sexual abuse that included his infamous drug-fueled sex parties.
Cassie Ventura went into graphic detail about the freak-offs. She said Sean Diddy Combs insisted that all participants had to be glistening, meaning they needed to be applying warmed-up baby oil at all times. Ventura said she'd buy sexy outfits and show them to Diddy, and he'd approve what she would wear. That included Lucite stripper heels and white nail polish. She said freak-offs were held almost weekly and for days at a time. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Sean Combs is charged with sex trafficking and racketeering and could face life in prison if convicted. A man with a knife shot dead by police. This happened in Brownsville.
The woman told police she thought the father of their children was on his way to kill her.
And was known to carry weapons, including machetes and hammers.
Chief Charles McAvoy says the woman told police the man was angry that someone else was watching their kids. When they showed up to the apartment on Christopher Avenue, the man had a knife.
One officer deployed his taser, but it was ineffective. The man continued to advance towards the officers and got within a few feet.
Before another officer fired two rounds, hitting the 25-year-old in the chest, he later died at the hospital. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brownsville.
A new look at where voters stand on the New York City mayor's race, and it's good news for the former governor. In the latest Marist survey, in a first round of ranked choice voting, Andrew Cuomo gets 37% of likely primary voters, with Zohran Mamdani placing second. By the fifth round, though, Cuomo reaches 53%, which would put him over the finish line. The survey also finds 81% of Democrats saying New York City's headed in the wrong direction. 74% want a candidate to try to oppose President Trump as much as possible. How to get more people to vote? Run more races simultaneously. Well, that's what's happening in New York, where the state appeals court recently upheld a law that shifts certain election cycles so they ultimately fall in even years. John Avlon chairs the Citizens Union.
The fact is, and the research shows, that moving elections to even number years when president or governor is on the ballot, that doubles turnout, sometimes triples turnout. So it just leads to more, it's a more open process that leads to more representative results.
Well, not everyone likes this. In fact, both the Nassau and Suffolk County executives tell CBS2 local issues will get lost in the shuffle. It also means that some local lawmakers will have to run for office both this year and next. County clerks, sheriffs, judges, and district attorneys are protected under the state constitution and will remain unaffected. The Food Bank of New Jersey coming out with a report today on what is a growing problem in the Garden State. Let's get more from our Glenn Chuck.
Food insecurity here in New Jersey, a real problem. I mean, I think the biggest takeaway is just that food insecurity continues to rise in the state of New Jersey. It is, you know, almost 10% increase over last year's numbers, meaning over 1.1 million people in the state of New Jersey are food insecure.
That's Elizabeth McCarthy, the president and CEO of the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, speaking with us. Now, that 1.1 million number she spoke about is 400,000 higher just since the start of the pandemic. And she breaks down some other very concerning numbers.
The two counties with the highest food insecurity are Cumberland County, which is far in South Jersey and very rural, and Hudson County, which is actually where I live, but much more of, urban and kind of congested area. So it takes very different solutions to fight hunger in those areas.
Now, some of those solutions are, of course, food banks and SNAP programs, but McCarthy's concerned about both of those being cut by a federal proposed federal budget cuts that could be implemented in the weeks and months ahead. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A new look at the problem of obesity in this country is good news for New York and New Jersey. We placed 5th and 6th, respectively, on the states with the lowest obesity rates. The most obese state, that would be West Virginia, where nearly 41% of adults are in that category. They're followed by Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. The lowest obesity rate, that would be Colorado, 24.6%, so still a quarter of the population there. They're followed by Hawaii, Massachusetts, California, and then us here in New York. And here's something interesting. CDC numbers show that prior to 2013, no state in the land had an adult obesity rate at or above 35%. There's a fundraiser this evening at the Blue Pearl Restaurant on Staten Island for former Congressman Michael Grimm. He was paralyzed from the chest down in a fall from a horse while playing polo last September. Longtime friend Vincent Ignizio tells the Staten Island Advance that Grimm is making steady progress but still has a long road ahead of him. He says Grimm is just appreciative of the outpouring of support from the Staten Island community. Another move to clean up that stretch of Roosevelt Avenue in Queens, this time an alleged 24-hour brothel operating behind a bodega and right across from both PS19 and PS307 was closed down by the NYPD. In a statement, local district leader Hiram Montserrat thanked the 115th precinct for taking the action, which he said was long overdue. He added that there is much more to do to stabilize the community. It was last week that 1,700 pages of documents were released in the now-dropped federal criminal case against Mayor Adams. They revealed that authorities were investigating additional charges against the mayor when the Trump administration intervened. Well, yesterday, the mayor talked about the whole thing, telling reporters the documents show that the Biden Justice Department had been plotting against him. He says that included harassing him at the New York City Marathon, where he was there to hold the tape at the finish line.
With the globe was watching who crossed the end. They were plotting to take my phones there.
As for Donald Trump,
this person that I didn't know said it's wrong what they're doing to the mayor of the city of New York. And the first thing I did when I walked in his office is say thank you.
Well, Trump officials say they wanted to drop the case because the indictment was interfering with the mayor's ability to cooperate with the administration's immigration crackdown. The mayor has insisted there was no quid pro quo. $51 million in nursing initiative grants going to 13 hospitals across New York State. That's courtesy of the Mother Cabrini Health Foundation, with their chief grants officer telling 1010 Winds.
I think we all understand the critical services that they provide. You know, everyone can relate to the experience of maybe having been in the hospital and how crucial nurses were. And so we want to really support the work that nurses do.
The hospital's getting the money to be announced this morning.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.